thank you to our new sponsor, Factor. Factor is the perfect time solution for a busy lifestyle. The meals arrive at your door fresh, never frozen, and they're ready to eat in 2 minutes. You might wear that shit and it's ready. Head down to go.factor75.com/food60 and use code food60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code food60. That's food60. And go.factor75.com/food60 to get 60% off your first box. 60% off, man. Let me tell you about what 60% off is. That means if you go buy a gallon of milk right now, which is like, I think probably like $7, I think, right? And you tell the guy at Safeway or Ralph's, hey, man, can I get 60% off that milk? They're going to tell you, get the fuck out of here with that shit, homie. And they're like, no, nobody going to give you 60% off nothing. But right here at Factor, they're giving you 60% off every pre-meal, and you cook that in 2 minutes. What's up, Food Podcast? We have Afro right here, all the way from Bellflower. My son right here, man. You know, I hook everybody up. I got Philip Wedge behind the wheels of steel. I got my son here from Bellflower. I hooked up with somebody back in the day at Victory Outreach over there. Because I know they got one in Bellflower. They got Praise Chapel and Victory Outreach. You have to know who that is. That's a Christian rehabilitation, but they also gangbang for the Lord. What's up, people?
Undercover, dog.
We got Rodrigo Torres right here, the way back from Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Waikiki, looking like the wrestler, the great Morocco.
Put that arm up.
You ever been to Hawaii, Afro?
Only once, and I was a baby. I was 5 years old. So I haven't really gotten to experience Hawaii as like a grown up, you know? Yeah.
Well, man, let me tell you, man, we probably have a lot of fans over there because first time I ever been there, man, my first time in Hawaii was in 1998. And it was one of those gigs where I was a young comedian who didn't ask questions, who just said yes to a gig without asking where I'm going to stay at or without asking who's going to pick me up at the airport. I just said, yeah. And when I got there, bro, it was chaos, bro. Anyways, but not this time, man. This time, man, we did a show over there. Also, Angela Johnson was there, bro.
At the same weekend, huh?
Yeah. And we were there Friday and Saturday. Packed shows. A lot of drunk Hawaiians there. Aloha, mahalo. What's up?
Brother. It was crazy, huh? Almost happened too fast, bro.
We got there on Thursday. And we left there on Monday.
It was a sweet time, though.
It was good, man. But, you know, I'm vegan, so it was tough to eat over there. Not too many places are vegan-friendly, you know.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah.
You're vegan?
No, I'm not vegan, but I'm sure in Hawaii there's not a lot of vegan
options. With all those
big guys.
A lot of pork out there, dog.
Yeah, man. Philip, look up Malasada Donuts. For the crowd could know what I ate over there.
Is that like your favorite little treat over there?
I never had them before. Everybody always says, you got to try the Malasada Donuts, right? Malasada. And I went to this bakery called Hakanamiya.
Brother.
I don't know how to say it, bro, but it's spelled H-A-K-E-H-E-M-A-H. Kiki Kamaka, I don't know.
Oh, it was like King Kamehameha.
Look for it up. Look, King Kamehameha.
Whatever.
King Kamehameha Bakery.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, dog, they had this thing called Long John.
It was that like what? Was that like
it was like a smash a eclair, bro.
It's like an eclair.
It's like an eclair, but thinner.
Sounds good. Like a little surfboard.
Yeah, I went there, dude. It was like that place opens at 2 a.m. and close at 3 p.m.
Because
they know there's people that they're like Afro that come out of the show at 3 in the morning. And somebody says, hey, man, is your first time here? What do you want to eat? Oh, you start naming all these restaurants and all that shit's closed. But they tell you, man, but we got a place that has donuts right now. And then you got no choice, but you go over there to King Nemaneo. And that place, dog, oh, man, it was so delicious. Rizzo, if you're watching, don't forget to bring me some of that shit to Napa. Oh, man. Yeah, bro. After I ate so much sweets Afro there, that when I got back to LA, I said, you know, I'm not going to eat nothing over here. No more pan dulce. No more anything till the holidays come, man. How do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Are you one of those people that are woke now that you're going to go out there and just stand behind white people and say, you fucking pilgrims?
Well,
non-colonizer. Well,
to me as a kid, you know, I always felt, you know, I'm not a Christopher Columbus guy, but I do, I did grow up with a family that celebrated the getting together and cooking the food and spending the family time as far as that. That's what we always do every time.
Surrounded by the meal.
So, like, even if I'm not, my belief isn't in the Columbus guy and I'm not a fan of the guy, but yeah. I love the family time I can have with my family and the dinner and we get to, you know, have genuine quality family time, you know?
We used to make, the little kids, you know, before all this wokeness, right? We used to make pilgrim hats at my elementary school.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And little turkeys, bro.
With your hand?
Yeah. I wonder if they still do that now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I haven't seen them, though, in a while.
Well, I was 25. I remember doing that easy first grade, maybe.
Yeah.
They probably had me do that.
I don't know
first
about
grade.
Now, though. Yeah. Because they still celebrated as Columbus Day. All the, like, I know.
Yeah, we used to get ships. We used to draw ships.
Even though some people call it whatever they want to call it now, I know on the actual calendar it says Columbus Day.
That's a federal holiday.
Yeah.
Because I know the DA's office had it like all that way in the office of the mayor or whatever.
Right. Hey, but that's not true, bro. That fucking pilgrim hat is pretty creepy, huh?
Hell yeah, man. Search and destroy,
imagine,
bro.
You're just chilling, bro, as a villager, and you see the fucking white dude with a fucking belt buckle on his head, bro.
Yeah, I'll be freaked out.
Yeah,
run away.
Shove a motherfucker shows up with fucking full blown white makeup, powder makeup, and a powder wig and a musket, dog.
Hell yeah.
You probably think, man, it's a fucking ghost with a shotgun.
Hell yeah, dude. It's either that or, you know, a feather on your head, right? Versus
Raza.
That's the best man.
What's up, man? Rodrigo Torres right here, man. What's up, looks like, dog? You lost 5 pounds, bro.
You couldn't even tell if it was 5 pounds. This is what I've been doing. I just been doing sit-ups, and I haven't been. The only weights are arms, and then just trying. Ever since I messed up my back, dude, I just been trying to get more flexible and, like, you know, fix myself up a little bit. No jugging, no running, no jogging, but just like straight walking. And then we walked a grip over there in Hawaii, dog.
The first time I was introduced to Afro music, bro, I was chilling 2 years ago.
Where?
And at my house or at my hotel room probably, and somewhere in Rochester, I don't know.
Somewhere.
Somebody, a fan, was sharing your video, the one you had of you rapping. It was in black and white.
Yeah, it was like a little film. Was it like five of me in the same video? Or
Yeah. And it shows a little bit of your background. Because you're half Mexican, right?
Yes, I'm black and Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, you a Blaxican?
Yes, sir, Blaxican.
Bro, let me tell you, bro, if you go to Atlanta, you ever been to Atlanta, Georgia?
Only once.
They're going to love you when you go back, bro, because over there, man, there's Cap G, of course. You know Cap G, the rapper?
Yeah.
And then there's a restaurant, a lunch truck called Blaxican.
And that's news to me. Oh,
bro,
shit.
That
sounds awesome.
Look it up.
Because they have the truck and the store.
They have a truck and the store, and they have Mexican soul food, bro. Like, they have a black IP quesadillas.
With the Mexican food with the soul food twist.
Bro, that's literally meant for me. That's...
Bro, that's you. That's you right there,
that's
bro.
That's meant for me.
That should be your face.
Wow. Yeah,
that's the that's your both of your two cultures together coming together as one. Finally,
Holler at them. I might say, hey, you know what's let's
do
a deal.
Yeah, let's do a little thing, a
little collab.
Tell that fool to show up to your show. He's a very, very, very nice man. Him and his wife, they're beautiful.
Well, dude, we're the only people together that eat, like, you know, that eat guts, bro. You know what I mean? Chitlins and tripas, bro.
What up? The voice in the sky want to say something.
Yeah,
the wife is Mexican and he's black.
And basically, they fused it together because they have a vegan options and like regular options, right?
Yeah, because they have.
It's been a while.
They have. They have brisket quesadillas.
Wow! Yeah, that sounds great.
They have. There's the menu right there.
Sweet potato pan
right now. Sweet potato pan.
And this is Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Oh, ATL to the fullest, bro.
Next time.
It's been going on for about like.
That's the first place I'm going to.
When we 7 years ago with homeboy?
Yeah. But yeah, it was weird, huh? But the first time I ever saw that fusion was, I read an LA Times article, and it was in Compton or South Central.
There's a couple of spots,
but it was in the West Side, and it was a restaurant that was half Mexican and half soul food.
Because there's one,
but not together. The mix, you know, they're still separated, bro, by county jail rules.
But there's a couple food trucks though that have them in LA. I don't know where they're at exactly, or if they alternate in different spots.
Yeah.
But they kind of like, you know, fuse it together.
Yeah, because me growing up, I was
chicken fried tacos. That's one of them.
That's crazy, because me growing up, I always either ate the soul food or I ate the Mexican food. So that's the first time me kind of hearing them fuse together like that, especially in a food truck. So
is your pops black or your mom black? Or who?
I have a funny story. So long story short, my biological mom is black, biological dad is Mexican, and it's flipped around now. My mom now is Mexican and my dad is black.
Dude, that is crazy, bro. It's a mad flip-flop, but dude, all for the positive, dude. And who does the cooking at your pad?
So my abuelo still lives with us, and he gets down still. He still does his arroz con pollo. He's still killing it. And my mom cooks too. My mom, when the holidays come around, like Christmas or Thanksgiving, usually the aunties will cook. All the ladies get together now and cook. And so, yeah, we kind of alternate. I need to get my cooking skills up. I suck. So I'm probably the only one in the fucking house that can't cook. It's crazy.
Yeah. Bro, anybody can cook, bro. Look at Jeffrey Dahmer, bro.
You don't want to eat that food,
though. That motherfucker was out there cooking with no spices and shit and still eating it, eh?
It's a bland-ass cannibalism.
That's how you know Jeffrey Dahmer was white, bro, because when they broke into his pad, there was no fucking spices. There was no seasoning and shit.
No lard.
There was no lard. There was no bread.
No paprika.
No paprika.
No paprika. There was no cumin, dog. There was no fucking anything, dog. Of course the house is going to smell. But if Jeffrey Dahmer was Jaime Dahmer, bro, they would have never known that Mexican dude was eating people, bro, because that shit would have smelled good. People would have been knocking and shit. Hey, Jose, Jaime, dame, wey. They would have been like, man, que está cocinando, wey. And you would have saw that, you know, that big old top full of al pastor. It would have been a trompo made of nalgas, bro, with a fucking pineapple on top, bro. And motherfucker would have been eating that shit. They would have never known that he was fucking eating people, bro. Unless one day, you know, that motherfucker ran out of carne and shit and started eating the people in the building and shit.
No adobo, though, because they say a human tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
That's crazy. I hope that's not true.
and then there would have been the little Asian dude right now, bro.
I mean, lucky but unlucky, bro. You know what I mean? Because then they yanked him back in.
Yeah, man. White people always worried about people of color moving into their neighborhood, eh? We should be worried about those motherfuckers moving in, calling us cannibals. You motherfucker, you out there eating dicks and shit.
And butts,
eating
bro.
Eating ass without even seasoning it, bro. Let the motherfucker, let that dick up, go up there and dry up at least, man.
Some dick jerky or what?
Like put it up, yeah, bro. Put it up there in the sun. Let that shit dry, bro. Make some fucking beef cock jerky, dog.
Because I think in Mexico they make foreskin tacos of some animal called tacos de propucio. I think in like the hills or whatever, like you know,
we're gonna cut this up for TikTok.
hillbilly Mexicans, I'm telling you, I'm not messing with you. Like this is in the hills of Mexico, whether it's in the Sierra.
Wow, man.
It's crazy. I've never eaten them, I'm just saying.
That's funny, man, when you hear about these places that make propucios.
Propucio, but of animals though. Like but I don't
you
think
you want human. A pupusa? No, I want a propucio.
That's how they made the first pupusa, bro.
Animals don't have foreskin; they have a covered.
Whatever that part is, they don't waste anything.
It's part of the made out of that animal, the gibbon.
A gibbon, bro.
That's a light skinned gorilla.
I always see those ones. They have the most gnarly buttholes, bro. You know what I mean?
They're light skinned gorillas, bro. Even Planet of the Apes, bro. They were the smart ones.
What's.
They were the ones wearing the gowns, bro. Running shit, bro.
This fool said the gowns, bro.
What's happening, man? A big shout out to Butch Escobar and Felipe Esparza, myself.
Oh, what's going on, bro?
We got the fucking History for Fools podcast.
Yeah, we do, bro.
Episode 6 is up. Go check it out, man. History for Fools. Man, subscribe. If your lady passes out when she's loaded, get on her phone and subscribe on her phone. Man, you know, instead of going through her emails, just subscribe people now, man.
I was going to say, if your lady passes out when you're partying, this is a podcast for you, bro.
Yeah.
History for fools.
What's happening, man? We have Afro right here. We know Rodrigo was a rapper, too, when a little kid. He used to rap presents.
I can rap, but I just never try to rap because, you know what I mean? I try to be in a band first, and then everybody, you know, left.
Rodrigo could rap, but one of those dudes that he heard, shut your ass up.
Oh, yeah, always. It's because the thing is, back in the day, when you're going to rap, you kind of had to be black, bro. It's like, dude, that was like, you know what I mean? Come on.
So you be kidding, C could have had a fucking...
Maybe, dog.
Oh, shit. Watch out, people.
Who made you want to rap? Who, like,
dude, Ice Cube.
NWA, bro.
Yeah, NWA, dope. But it's also, too, because this is a crazy story. Like, I was in the group, but...
MC Panza right here.
When Homeboy left, when he took off from NWA and he came back with that America's Most Wanted, that was, like, the second rap tape I bought. I was like, damn, this fool was like, he said, fuck it, dude. Did this shit on, you know what I mean? And then, like, the rap tape.
People don't know what that is.
Homeboy was ripping it up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny that, look, this, all right, I'm going to tell you about Riverside Rod right now, Riverside Rigo. Eazy-E moved to Riverside, and he moved down the street from my cousin's house. So we went to go say what's up to him. He got out of, like, at that time, I think it was like a Jimmy, bro. And he's all, man, he don't want to talk to nobody right now, but we acknowledge that he's here. And that was it. But we seen him real quick, but he wasn't fucking with nobody. But then the dude from Lighter Shader Brown moved by the high school. We went to go see what's up with that. That fool, like, come on, bro. Bring your sister. But yeah, dude. So there's always been that connection with the RIV. Fucking back then.
MC Riri.
Back then it was 909, dog. Claiming Compton, but you moved to Riverside. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of America's Most Wanted, mainly because...
The production?
The production is East Coast.
Fuck yeah, bro.
It's like Bomb Squad stuff.
Shockley.
So like, yeah, exactly. Keith and Hank Shockley. So all that, to me, I'm West Coast born and raised, but growing up, I was always, I leaned more towards the East Coast stuff. Rakim, Kool G Rap, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, all that. That was just my heart. And I still loved Cube and E-40 and Sugar Free. Those were my guys, too.
I heard every song that he just mentioned right in my head.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just saw...
When he said, I heard... And then the other song.
Because the thing is, it kind of made like Ice Cube harder. Saying, fuck it, let me hop over here.
I agree.
But then those beats kind of like... Public Enemy started.
Oh, complimented so well. Yeah, I love Cube over East Coast production. I thought it complimented very well. Yeah, awesome.
That's one thing about the people never mentioned this, but the East Coast rappers, like, they were more, they knew the business more than West Coast rapper. Like, they were coming out with merch way before anybody,
That's where it started.
Like, Snoop Dogg if Snoop Dogg would have came out with merch as soon as he popped out. Man, people, those fucking sweaters, jackets he would have sold, it would have been worth money right now.
Because that goes back to LL Cool J, like the Beastie Boys, all those fools that were already like merching it up, right?
Like, I remember going to I saw the Beastie Boys Run DMC. I snuck in at the Greek Theater. And my brother had a t-shirt, bro, and like, fuck, eh. But a fucking NWA, no motherfucker never popped up with a t-shirt until later on, bro. When people were wearing them, but they were hacks.
Yeah, because there's like one NWA shirt, like you can see it in the old MTV rap videos, and there's a couple of circulating around. But as far as like the merch kings, it was always the East Coast. I mean, you go back to KRS-One, all those fools.
Like Public Enemy, for Public Enemy, everybody had a Public Enemy shirt, even if you didn't know who Public Enemy was.
Yeah, you knew that logo.
Like a lot of punk rockers that were in my school had it, were wearing it to be cool.
Well, that dude and the homeboys from Slayer would wear it, you know what I mean? That shirt, you know, just sitting there with the bullseye on it.
The target, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's some hard ass shit, dude.
Turn it up!
Yeah, man.
And when did you start rapping?
I was 12 when I decided I started really writing and putting a pencil to the pad. But I was 9 when I was like, I want to do this. It was Rakim. I was on.
Really, Doug?
I was already a computer whiz at like 9-ish, and I'd be surfing the web, YouTube, and Microphone Fiend popped up, Eric being Rakim. And I'm looking at the thumbnail. I'm like, what is this? The gold chains? That looks dope. I click on it, and the beat drew me in. And then when I heard Rakim's voice, like, I was hypnotized. I was like, I want to do what he's doing. That's what I want to do. And I was 9. I was around, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
I used to play EPMD all the time, bro.
You like that band, huh?
Yeah.
Like that group.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys to chill.
You got to chill, yeah. Chill, yeah. Chill. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love Eric. I love Eric Parrish. Shout out to both.
I hear it in my head. Hold on. And I like Jules Down Pimp On.
Damn, dude. Old school, fool.
Man, that's like old song. That's like 25 years ago now, right? 30?
It's fucked.
Yeah, 30, a lot bro. Of those classics are pushing 30, 30, yeah, 30, yeah. 32
You put that song
years.
Now,
at
people
least,
say,
bro.
You play that song now, it's people insane. Go, man. People hear that song now, man. Back in the day, they start doing a little movie
Hang
shit
on,
and break an ankle.
Hang on, let me rest this knee.
Back in the day, this is how we used to do it.
Hold on, let me just do the camel walk real quick. Camel walk?
What the
oh, that
fuck
was before
is that?
The moonwalk?
Shit, you going back to Melly Mel and all that shit, yeah, dog.
Yeah, yep.
Shit, dude, that boombox rap, huh?
Yeah, The Message. Still one of my favorite songs ever.
It's a badass song, though, dude.
Still one of Hell my yeah. favorites.
All that shit holds up, bro.
You been touring a lot?
Yeah, on mostly on and off the past couple months, but I here and there I'm going back to Denver in a few days and I go back and forth a lot. But yeah, touring is gonna pop up a little more in the next few, probably starting early next year and go back like full tour mode. But it's been kind of staying close to home too, you know, staying close to home and make sure everybody in the family's good.
The Rona fuck you up?
No, me, I only got it once, and it was literally before it popped off. It was like, I'm going to say December 2019 is when I got it. And I literally, like, I started noticing a couple people getting it. I was like, something's up. This is weird. And then when they announced it, I was like, oh, shit. This.
So you got it before everybody?
Yeah, I got it around, like, and I know people who got it in October 2019. I know people who got, yeah. like, where they're like, yo, I got that. Like, that, what they're saying is what I got. Like, I was fucked up, like. And yeah, I only got it once so far. So, but yeah, it's crazy.
And with your touring and everything, did it mess any of that stuff up? Any of the legs?
When I had got it, I was in the middle of a rest break home, so I thank goodness I didn't have any obligations with shows or anything at that time. So I was able to just champ it out. Just be like, yeah, I'm gonna champ the shit out of this, you know, before I even knew what it was.
Yeah. What was it like growing up in your neighborhood? Was it being half and half? Was it all Mexican in your neighborhood or all black or Tongan?
It was really really mixed, but black and Mexican. A good amount of my friends were either black.
Who
or
roasted
Mexican.
You the harder? Mexican or blacks?
Who did what?
Who roasted you the harder when it came to bagging?
Blacks. Oh yeah.
What did
they
call you, dog?
Man, oh shit, you look like Bone Crusher. What you look like? I was like, damn.
Well, I'm out here out in the school and they think I'm a punk.
This fool said bone crusher, bro.
Yeah, they be roasting the hell out of me. They be like, oh, you Anthony Anderson in Scary Movie 3. I'm like, damn.
That's funny because Mexicans don't see none of those movies there.
I'm about to cut you on Soul Plane.
He's like a funny-ass paisa, bro, that can get me, bro. Because his Spanish is better than mine.
It's always those little ones that can maneuver Spanish better, dog, with those quick-ass little jokes, fool. But that's a whole other type of humor that hasn't really been showcased, dog.
I've seen dudes that are funny, but in Spanish, just normal dude, not comedian, but they're hilarious, dog.
Cause you
they start doing your walk to them, they were coming to me that way.
Yeah, because you were talking about something on stage on it was a Saturday about the paisas and everything. But one thing that those fools do on top of the bagging, they do the little grabs for the little. Kind of little fingers up the butt type shit, dude.
Man, it was funny. When I was doing a show last night.
You're too extreme.
People were loud on Saturday, right? So I started talking to the audience. You know, it's what you do. And I started doing crowd work. And then I asked this guy, hey, man, how long have you been married, man? He goes, 9 years. That's your wife right here? Yeah. How many kids do you have? He goes, none, eh? Then I said, well, fuck it. Hey, let me try. Everybody died, bro.
Break that seal finally, huh?
Bro, everybody died, bro. I said, it's funny. Let me try, bro. That's when I messed up my leg, bro. Lifting my leg.
But, trying?
Trying, eh?
That shit killed me, dude. That shit was all spontaneous, dude.
And then there was a funny one, bro, when there was a drunk-ass Hawaiian dude. And I said, that motherfucker must have ate a malasada edible. Then everybody died. It's a local reference. They like local reference over there.
Dude, homeboy ended up sleeping to that gig, but they were alive. He was
out,
bro.
Like, that fool was huge, bro. He was out. Like, he must have been riding the catamaran all day.
Was it the edible or what was it?
He was drunk. Oh. Yeah, he did eat an edible. He did. His that wife said. To you.
Those edibles, sleep.
His wife.
They sneak up on your ass, dog.
They put me to sleep.
He looked like one of those dudes that was working 8 hours straight with no break just to come to the show. And then he just said, you know, I'm going to relax now. I'm going to eat an edible and have a drink.
It was all over.
And it was over, bro.
Yeah, he looked like he was out in the sun.
He had his head down. And I went over there and tapped his thumb like when you were in elementary school. Heads up, 7 up.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody died.
Make sure you get a pulse.
Man, I can't wait to go back. I know we just left, but it was good, right?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Well, how was your flight?
It was comfy, bro.
How many hours?
Five. For us, it was 6 hours there and then 5.5 hours back.
That felt shorter than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always knew it was like kind of like going to Miami or going to New York, but I don't know why they added the half hour, unless we took off from
Yeah, because New York to me Ontario. Is like, I think, a good 6 hours or 5.5
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
Five. But it was, you know, it was cool. I mean, shit, upgraded, so fuck it, dude. Sit there fucking Mai Tai-ing it all the way over there, bro.
Ask about the brakes when it got started.
What was your big break so far?
Oh, man. I would say the first one I could think of, I have two. So the first one was I had got a role on a VH1 TV show, and I auditioned for it, got it. Shout out to DJ Premier's manager, Ian. He's the one who got me to audition.
Oh, the show.
Hell yeah.
But the show's called The Breaks.
The Breaks,
and
yeah.
And it was a VH1 joint, and audition, got the role out of a lot of competition. It was pretty, I wouldn't say nerve-wracking, but really intimidating, because there's a lot of chemistry and screen tests that are like, yo, now I'm getting a little nervous. This dude looks, he's a good-ass actor. He's going to body this, you know? So I'm like, I got to come correct. So I was able to land the role. I auditioned for one role. They said, hey, we don't think you're the right description for this, but there is another role that we have you in mind for, and I got that one.
So they were able to fit you in?
Yeah, so I was like, damn, I was a little down on myself. I was like, damn, I tried my hardest. And then they were like, no, we got you, we got a role. So I was like, cool. And auditioned for that one again, and they were like, yep, that's you. So the TV show turned into a TV movie. I mean, I got to switch, guys. The TV show was first. No, the TV movie was first, and then they picked it up for one season of the show. And I auditioned for the movie, then got the show, and then it only lasted one season, but I was able to be a reoccurring character.
And that was supposed to be the breakout artist, right? Because, I mean, The Breaks?
Yeah, The Breaks was a show based on the 1990s hip-hop, New York.
Because these are The Breaks.
Yeah. Curtis Blow. And,
hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's a 90s show, but it was a lot of type of music. Like they did have the Curtis Blow stuff from the 70s or the 80s and stuff, but... The Breaks was my first, I would say, breakout, but I got a big break with Jimmy Fallon. I was able to freestyle on Jimmy Fallon's show. And that was the one where I felt like, in a cool way, like the world stopped. Where I was like, whoa, this is like weird where I'm at right now. Like performing, if I was nervous as shit, if you go on YouTube, you can see it. How just like about to shit on myself, how nervous I am. But I would say that was my first big break.
Hell yeah.
What artist have you worked with that you were like, damn, I can't believe I'm in the same show with him?
Oh, well, you said EPMD, Eric Sermon. I love him. I was able to work with him a couple studio sessions. DJ Premier is my favorite producer of all time. So being able to work with him and being able to make music is that was a dream come true as a kid to now. So that was really crazy, yeah. So I would say Primo, Eric. Pete Rock, all of my favorite guys. Like, it's just a huge blessing. Because I like to tell people, I was like, yo, I was a kid in the room. I was like 14, 15, making music on. I had Pro Tools, but I was using YouTube beats. I was using Wu-Tang beats, Primo beats, and just rhyming over them. And I didn't think like hip-hop and rapping is what I wanted to do. But I was like, yo, I'm just going to be the kid in the room making music. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Just keep making the music. So... around 17, I got to shout out my big bro, Already the Rugged Man, incredible MC. He's the one who picked me up under his wing. I was 17. He was doing a contest, and he was like, and this is before the Fallon stuff and all that, but he was like, hey, Fro, he's like, he heard my entry in the contest, and he said, where are you at in the world? And this is my favorite MC reaching out to me. He could have heard the entry and been like, nah, you know, it's cool, good job, you know, boom, boom. But he actually reached out, and he was like, no, let's meet up and let's talk. And before that, I had never traveled the world. So when he picked me up under his wing, I'm going to Europe, I'm going to UK, I'm going to Germany, France, Switzerland, I'm going all over, and I'm not used to it. I'm like, yo, I'm the kid in the room. I only traveled maybe a couple times when I was a baby, to Mexico, maybe Tijuana, Hawaii once.
But, and now you're on stage performing.
Yeah, now I'm like international, going over the world and like learning how the language barriers are, just learning cultures and type of stuff like that. And I never thought I would, you know, I just kind of put myself in a box, like, all right, this is what I'm going to do, you know? And when all that popped off, it was like a kid, like a kid's dream come true, like a fat kid in the cake factory, you know? So.
And when you were rapping to their beats, were you speeding them up or slowing them down or anything, or just rapping just like how they were at their actual speed?
Yeah, at their actual speed. Yeah. Definitely at the time I just YouTube the MP3 or download a beat off of the YouTube and all of them, P-Rock, Wu-Tang, all of my guys, and I just make little mixtapes, a little mini projects, send them to my friends. Like, yo, who wants to listen? And it just kept it like that until all that stuff popped off for me, you know?
Hell yeah, dude.
And you went to Europe?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to
Amsterdam?
Europe. Yeah, Amsterdam.
How was that, bro, your first time there?
Oh, I loved Amsterdam. Liberty. I can't lie. Like, I wowed it out. I was 17 in Amsterdam. So I was mind blown. You got ladies in the window.
You hit that red light district?
Titties out. And I, you know, that's just, as a 17-year-old, that's crazy. Yeah, oh yeah, I hit the red light district. I had to, because you hear the stories, you're like, no, this can't be real. So I'm popping up. I'm like, this is fucking crazy. I'm like, I can't
believe it's another world. And the coffee shops, man.
Yeah, the coffee shops are awesome. Got to chill, sit down.
Can't wait, man.
I was always a movie nerd, so I would see it in the movies. I would just never think I would be there. So when I actually sat in the coffee shop, I'm just thinking like, damn, this is like, this reminds me of the Deuce Bigelow 2 movie where he's in the coffee shop tripping. That, I felt like that. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, this, you know, so that's how my mind is.
But. When in Rome, bro.
So where did you perform in Amsterdam? There was like a big show?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the venue. Yeah, nobody remembers. But I've been to Amsterdam, I would say, 3 times.
I've been there once.
Fuck yeah, bro.
And I want to go back.
It's awesome. I wowed it out. Yeah. I was young. So I mean,
you got arrested?
No. I didn't get arrested. I was just.
So you wilded it out.
Yeah.
I wilded it out too. Legally wilded out. Now that I think about it.
Legally wilded out.
Ended up like Paperboy, on ATL.
Oh, man. It's cool that when you walk in there, bro. Like some coffee shops are just. Like cannabis places here, but this coffee shop, when you buy the bud there and the hash and you roll it up on your table, and then there's food there, like there's food that was edible, food that not edible.
Yeah.
Like you get a coffee with the plug. I wouldn't even get it. I would just smoke, bro. I would take that cake to go to home.
Space cake.
I would take that shit to my hotel room and eat it at night, man. But because imagine you're eating coffee and then you eat that cake too, you're going to be gone, bro, you know. Pass out in front of a fucking Van Gogh painting.
Turn green, huh? Fuck around and cut off your ear.
So you've been to Russia?
Yeah, been to Russia. Been to Russia.
Damn.
That's like a 17-hour flight, right?
Oh my God. So pretty much almost, not every Europe flight, but a majority of them, I estimate them around the same 15, 16, 17 hours. Yeah,
at least.
You eat edibles in a plane?
Before, definitely. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'll smoke that. I'll smoke before every travel, especially long ones like that. And I don't drink too much, but once in a while I will. And on the plane, if it's a long ass travel like that, I'm going to get a little tipsy. I'm gonna be like,
dude, yeah. Lisa, my wife, she was telling me that on those 17-hour flights, they have like 2 pilots, bro, flying a plane. Cause
one's asleep, right?
Yeah, and the other one needs to control it. A motherfucker wakes up 9 hours later. He's going crazy, and he got telling some stories to have another 9 hours. Fuck.
Yeah, they go a little cabin fever.
They get cabin fever, bro.
I bet.
Me, bro, I won't fly that far, but we need to stop in New York, and we stop in England, whatever, dude. And every time we stop, I'm going to stand, dog. Fuck sitting down. I'm going to stand, I'm going to walk around, come back.
It's brutal. Chill. It's
you
brutal.
Got, you it's have chill. To stand at least oh, one. Unless you're asleep, you it's have to brutal, get up every right? once
an hour. Your ass will fall asleep. Like every like your legs, every you will literally be stuck on that chair trying to.
Unless
get
you're a first class chilling, bro.
Hell yeah, man, put that seat back, bro.
I'm like, I definitely gotta walk around.
Did you fly first class?
I've only flown first class 3 times out of maybe 5,000 planes in 8 years, 9 years.
Oh, were there long flights or short flights?
They were New York breaks. When I did the breaks, they flew me first class. That was back and forth. So that was two. And then the third one, I honestly can't remember. But I know it was three.
Man, when you know you're going to fly first class, it's different, bro. Like when you're going to fly regular, because like in first class, you're not really worried about you're worried about time, but not as much because you know they're going to have a good ass seat. And you know they're going to be first.
The best seat, dude.
And when you sit down, they're going to offer you a drink.
Yeah, my first class. Yeah, first class was fucking awesome.
Your little meal.
I can't go back.
You can put your legs out. You're not squanched up like a fucking, you know, like.
Because basically you have a seat and a half.
Bro, on the way back, on the plane, I was in first class from Hawaii, right? And they gave us a dinner, a breakfast. It was waffles with fucking sausages. Sounds fucking awesome. And then it was Portuguese sausage, bro. It was fucking fat motherfuckers, right? And then Lisa, the same. Lisa said, I told her, lady, you can have my sausage. I don't want my sausage. Just give me the pancakes, right? I'm vegan. Give me the fucking French toast. Then Lisa said, I don't want my sausage either. You can keep it. Then this lady turned around, bro, the Filipino lady said, I'll keep the sausage. I said, you keep my sausage too. And then Lisa said that it was an actress, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't say it was an actress. I said it was Tia Carrera.
It was Tia Carrera, bro.
Tia Carrera?
Yeah.
Really? What the fuck? Well, this is creepy. So, no.
That's your aunt?
2 seconds real quick. So if anybody.
It was 10 seconds, bro.
If anybody remembers a game called Saints Row, I've been playing Saints Row 1 for like the past like week or so nonstop. And she's a big character in the game. So it's just kind of, I don't know. It's weird. But in a cool way.
You guys say Tia Tequila.
She's in Joe Coy's movie, Easter Sunday. Yeah, so she's singing Hawaiian traditional music. And she was doing a show over there.
Oh, that's her.
Okay. I didn't know that was her, bro. But when she turned around, I thought it was that Maury's sister in fucking Bug. Well, once when we were Warriors.
Oh, damn, bro. We're
Warriors. Yeah.
That was her. She still looks good, bro.
Wayne's World, I was going to say.
Cassandra.
What's up? We got dates coming up for what?
Yeah.
Okay, man. October 28th, I'm going to be in Napa, California. Get those tickets. October 29th, Monterey, California, Golden State Theater. Tickets are available. Bring your costume. November 4th, I'll be at the Humphrey by the Bay in San Diego, California. November 10th through the 13th, I'm going to be in Irvine, California, the Irvine Improv. November 17th through the 19th, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys Comedy Club. November 23rd through the 27th, I'm going to be at Ontario, California at the Ontario Improv. That's going to be a good show. Always sells out. Get those tickets, okay? Because you don't want to be in the show that we added, because that show, I really don't care about that show when I perform, man. I just say whatever I want. Okay, tickets at FelipeWorld.com, all right? FelipeWorld.com/tour. Also, if you were at a show where you wanted merch, go get it at FelipeWorld.com/shop. And we got size 3X. Anything else bigger than that, you got to go to a different comedian that wears Hawaiian shirts, and that fool has 6X. Right here, man. What's up, people? That's me right there at the merch. Check it out, party people. Now that got your attention, just a few more things I forgot to mention. My name is Christopher Matito de Boat. What's up, fool? What you got, Rodrigo?
Chilling, bro. Right here, dude, enjoying the time. Not the time change, but the weather change. Dude, it was hot as fuck. Now we're chilling. It's a little cooler. Start throwing on those little hoodies.
Oh, man, speaking of fall. What's happening? It's fall, bro. Yeah, and man. Whether I'm out on the road or just at home and I don't feel like preparing a dinner, you know what I do, bro?
What do you do?
I go to Factor, bro. That's what's in my fridge, and they just got those home-cooked meals, bro. It only takes 2 minutes. And let me tell you, man, those licuados right there, Once I add sugar, they're delicious, bro. Factor's Fall menu has things like the Pumpkin Feast for Two. These bean vegan chili, apple mustard, pork chop, and Tuscan tomato chicken. It's so delicious. Factor makes it easy to eat healthy and have any meal ready in less than 5 minutes. Now, very important, people. You got to head to go.factor75.com/food60 and use code food60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code food60 at go.factor75.com/food60 to get your 60% off your first box. And, man, I already ate all my food already, bro. You know me. And if you're a man out there, man, who's starving and who lives alone, who has no woman, and you're like over 45 and you're homeless now or on the verge of not cooking, these are the meals for you, man. As Fred Stoller, he's happy with them, all right? And my hair, man, I think Afro Man is going to get some too. Afro, you want some of those meals, bro? We got you, bro.
I'll try. Let's rock.
I mean, if this was around when Jeffrey Dahmer was doing his thing, he probably wouldn't have killed all those dudes, bro.
I know, man. Jeffrey Dahmer was around. He would have ordered these meals, bro.
He would have solved all that.
It's funny, man. All these problems would have been solved with Jeffrey Dahmer if his dad would have just bought him that game Operation, bro.
He had to teach him taxidermy, dude.
If you would have fucking get him that game Operation, he would have been doing good, eh?
Oh, my. He would probably become a surgeon or something. Some type of doctor.
So this is kind of creepy, too, in a little
Let's
way.
Do it, eh?
Go for it, bro.
I'm in a horror movie recently that just came out called Bitch Ass. It's called Bitch Ass. And and it's based on the killer is trapping these people, making them play like board games, like kind of jigs, like Saw type of stuff, but board games. So my character plays Operation, and the game in the movie's called Surgeon. I'm not shitting you. So it's literally like Operation Surgeon. I was like, I had to mention that too. So
hell yeah, man.
So you know, so what happens if you hit the edge?
I get electrocuted.
Damn.
Yeah. But it's on all platforms, rent or buy, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, all that stuff. So if you want to see me in a horror movie, in an all-black horror movie, so it's a little rare nowadays, you know. But it's a goofy title, but I had a
bitch
had a fun
ass, go
time.
Check it out.
How about you? You like horror movies, fool?
Nah, I don't care. Skip. Like I'll watch it, but I'm not waiting for the next one to come out.
You ain't going to be walking around wearing the T-shirts?
Hell no. And I'm not looking forward for when it comes out. Like, when I was a kid, I ain't gonna lie, I saw all the Friday the 13th, bro, and all the Halloweens. And except Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, that was a little too scary for me, bro.
Okay. Really? I just trip
I
out on Halloween.
Of that movie.
I trip out on Halloween. They still haven't killed Jamie Lee Curtis, bro.
She's a good agent, bro.
Well, it's weird. No, it's weird because they kill her in Halloween Resurrection, but then they forget that movie and they try to ignore it in these recent ones.
That's where I'm at with it. It's did she come back or is she a zombie version?
They just ignored the shit out of Resurrection.
That's like, it belongs to a different director and a different studio probably, that other movie. So they say it don't count. Just like in Terminators, they think that the only Terminator 1 and 2 and 3 count, but the other ones, Genesis, don't count.
And they also said that Salvation doesn't count, right? Terminator Salvation?
I'm a big Terminator fan, though, man. I watch all those fucking movies. I have not missed one. Men in Black 2, time travel movies, I'm all into that shit.
You like Salvation, though? Tremendous Salvation.
Yeah, I do, man.
That's a good ass one, dude.
That one's surprisingly good for a PG-13 too.
Hell yeah, you know, bro. Because that's with homeboy
Christian Bale.
Yeah, dude.
Common has a role in there. Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking plane scenes and that shit is fucking badass, bro.
You don't understand. You cannot reason with him. You cannot deal with him. He's the Terminator. All he does is kill.
Yeah, there bro. It is.
Fuck yeah. So what's up, man? You have a show coming up in Denver this Friday?
October 29th, I will be in Denver.
This Saturday, man. Also, this Saturday, I'm going to be at the Golden State Theater in Monterey. Get those tickets, people. I know you have to think to yourself, but Felipe, I got a Halloween party to go to. Let me tell you right now, man. You're 50, you're 40. It's done.
Those days are over.
Don't hurt your back at a Halloween party.
Getting some punch.
Also out there, man, you got probably saying, oh, man, I wish I could go to Hawaii. I wish I could go to Hawaii. You can go to Hawaii, man. All you got to do, man, is like, you know, you spend $60, $75 on drinking or on $200 on drinking. Put that one in a little envelope, bro, and don't drink that weekend.
Hell yeah, same thing with Starbucks.
Keep putting it in there, bro. Starbucks too, man. Gum at the store. Fuck gum. Don't buy shit at the gas station, but gas. And you're going to save money right there, man. Also, if you have a daughter that's going to be 15, you know what? Fuck that quinceañera. Stop giving your money away to the church. Why are you wasting your time on this tradition? That's pretty much a waste of time. And it's a total waste of money. You got to buy cakes. You got to invite people. You got to invite child molesters. You know that you got uncle that molested you and they're going to be there. You don't want that shit there, man.
I've always tripped out on that little...
Forget the quinceañera. Forget the tradition, man. Save that money. Take your daughter somewhere. She's going to remember, like, Hawaii.
Your sister have a quinceañera?
Hell no, bro.
Neither of my sisters did. My dad's like, do you want $2,000 or you want to have one? Those hoes went for the money, dog.
My sister didn't have a choice, eh? She just turned 15 and noticed there was nothing.
But you know what's crazy about that, though? Like, think about it. Like, cultural. I mean, I know the times are different, but that's when she becomes a woman, right? 15, that's like, all right, she's ready for the world, right? It's like, who the fuck is ready for the world at 15? Maybe at some little dusty-ass ranch in Mexico, yeah?
Bro,
or Spain, right?
At 15 years old, my lady was riding dragons, bro.
Fuck, who you dating? A Targaryen fool or what? This fool.
She was finding dragons over Dayton, Ohio, bro. Burning steel mills. Lisa Targaryen, bro.
She's dyeing her hair, bro. Those Targaryens are the shit, though, bro.
I was gonna give her those 2 or 3 dragon eggs, bro.
Be over here having a charreada with dragons, fool.
You watch Game of Thrones?
Nah.
No.
You didn't enter none of that shit?
No, I gotta give it a shot.
It's a badass show, bro.
I gotta give it a shot. Everybody I know loves it.
So is the House of the Dragon.
I know everybody hates the ending, though. Is that true? Do you like the ending?
I like the ending. I hated the ending for The Sopranos, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones when it was on because I just cannot commit to anything like that, bro. Like, it's a relationship. You got to be there every Friday or Saturday to watch it. I like to watch that shit all at once.
Binge that shit?
That's how I am, yeah. I have to watch it all at once, yeah. Definitely.
The gift of streaming, bro.
I love streaming, bro. Man, when I was a little kid, bro, let me tell you something, man. We got an old man here, but... They show the Charlie Brown Christmas on fucking CBS, bro, all right? At 8 o'clock. And they never show that shit again. So next year.
You had to be there.
There were no repeats, bro. There was no TiVo.
No DVR.
No DVR. And then the next day, people just asked you, did you watch it? Yes or no, but they didn't tell you what they watched because everybody had seen it before.
I remember seeing that in like elementary school, and then the kids that would watch it would go talk about it, and the fools that didn't watch it were like asked out.
And then right after that they would show the Fat Albert Christmas on CBS. I remember that. My little brother cried.
It's a badass one though, dude.
It's a sad ass one, bro.
Yeah, homeboy.
Cuba Cosby puts everybody to sleep, bro, with pills.
The princess finally wakes up, right? No.
Yeah, man.
I'm pregnant.
What's happening, people? Don't forget to listen to the History for Fools podcast. We just wrapped up episode 6. Rodrigo Torres. He has that, what's the podcast you have?
Están Ready Bros. I have one in Spanish with Martin Rizzo, too. Los Podcasters del Norte and my own. Yeah, man.
And we're going to have a special guest, of course. Afro right here is going to perform for us right now, actually. He's going to go over there and set it up.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Thank you, man. Hang out.
Yes, sir.
Hit that bow. Do whatever.
Keep shining,
what
big dog.
What you got to do, dog.
Yes, sir. Got to warm up, pre-up.
Pre-up, dog.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're like Pavarotti. You can't go in there cold.
How tall are you, man? Like 6'2"?
6'3".
6'3", bro. You don't go down on him. You go up on him, bro.
Hell yeah, dog. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Chilling, dog. He's gonna go get ready right now and
check out Afro Do It Live.
What are people saying in the live chat, Philip? Oh, bro, a lot of people are backing up. There was a lady that came up to me, bro, at the Hawaii. She said, "Fuck Kevin DeLeon," and I didn't know what she was talking about, right? But I realized that was the politician that said those derogatory stuff about.
He was one of them.
Yeah, and the lady was trying to get me into the game, right? And I told her, "Yeah, that's fucked up, huh? He got busted saying stuff that we say under closed doors, huh?"
Hilarious. Cause that's the thing.
They act like they're innocent, bro. anybody out there never said anything about paisas? Throw the first stone, eh?
Dude, so what happened? The only one that has resigned from being the president of the council and the councilwoman was Nuri Martinez.
And then Kanye West started saying those stuff about Jewish people, bro. He's still around.
Well, yeah, but I guess Adidas dropped him and a bunch of other designers or whatever.
It's funny, man. All the Mexican comedians that are like speaking up for the Jewish people, but they have no agency.
They have no agents. When have they stepped up for you, though? You know what I mean?
I know, like,
not to be a dick, though. I'm just saying.
Like, one of the guys, like, I saw the fightings on TikTok, and one of the guys was writing like, "Yeah, man, I didn't see Jerry Seinfeld stepping up for those kids in cages.
Never."
You know, it's funny. And then one guy said, "Yeah, Ari Shaffir, he's a Jewish comedian. He didn't step up for those kids in cages." And then the other people were saying that, "Hey, man, it ain't about that." But then there's like, it's funny how people like.
And what is it about?
Like, if you're support for the Jewish community, that's fine. But then there's infighting between the support or no support. Like, it's like people will fight anything to fight over.
Anything.
Like okay, there's people that support the cause, but then they're fighting amongst each other over stuff that got nothing to do with that. And they're saying, "Well, these Jewish people never step up for us, you know? They never stepped up and said, why are these people knocking over these street vendors, you know? Like, people can never, like, support something without someone knocking it down," what I'm trying to say.
Of course.
No one's going to be happy.
And nobody's going to be happy. I mean, just think about, like, just look at Jesus Christ, and then what happened to him? He was trying to make everybody happy.
Yeah, bro.
And they nailed him to a cross, bro.
And then Pontius Pilate said, "I'm going to wash my hands of this and blame it on the Jews."
Whether he could have done something, but he didn't.
He didn't do nothing.
But then who was trying to trampolize him? His own people, because he was a savior.
Yeah.
And I was going to say about like the
How
other...
How about Barabbas? What were they? Were they Italian too?
I don't really know a little too much. I just know the Pontius Pilate thing and then, you know, the whole thing.
I love Barabbas because I'm in that movie with Tia Carrera. Wayne's World. Who's performing tonight? Oh, never mind. It was another movie I saw where one of the band's names was Barabbas, and they sucked. And then they yelled out, "Who do you want? Barabbas."
In the end. But I was going to say real quick, the one lady resigned, but Kevin DeLeon and Gil Cedillo ain't resigning, even still to today. They're still holding off because I don't know what the reasoning is for it. But I was going to say that I kind of like messed it up for Latinos with L.A. politics for a while with that. But the fact that like those dudes ain't resigning, it makes it show that they're showing a little bit of strength. And if they can withstand it, the better, because in the end, it's going to be better for everybody. But I mean, I don't agree with what that lady said. But I mean, those other two, I mean, you can be left up to to debate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And
but whatever's best for Los Angeles.
Kanye West lost a lot of stuff too, right?
A grip, but I mean, he's kind of like going crazy.
He lost $1 billion. No, they said that when he was dropped by Adidas, the Adidas stock value and their sales went down immediately.
Went down, okay. Because I know there's a bunch of artists too going, "Hey, Adidas, if you don't need him, I'm ready for you." It's like, hey, ain't nobody ready to give you no shoes, bro. And it's funny too, like a lot of people that are against what Kanye West is saying are wearing Yeezys, bro. So what the fuck? Time to get to some new shoes or what? We don't get political here. You know what, Rasa?
You know what, eh? I don't know, man. I got my apartment.
The whole thing is to be reasonable, dude. And then it also boils down to what amendment? The freedom of speech. So do you really have the freedom of speech to say what it is you really want? Which you should, regardless if you don't agree with it or not.
right? But with consequences, like you can't yell out fire in a crowded building.
Yeah, consequences no matter what. But you also go back to the days where even like the Ku Klux Klan was backed up by the ACLU. That, you know what I mean, just for freedom of speech purposes.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So that's where the gray area is, or where it's all debatable and people like screaming, arguing.
What's going
on
over there, Philip?
Getting ready for the performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What did I say in the chat room? What is Joy Chinny Cohen saying about her people?
Oh my God, bro. That's like the unstoppable.
People will say that about anything, but I know that. But you mentioned like the big Jewish comedian like Jerry Seinfeld and all the big Jewish comedians, but the ones that are big and rich and big and famous.
Right.
They never step up for political views because it's gonna mess up their brand.
Right, yeah. You don't
want Jerry Seinfeld up there speaking for anything because it's gonna mess up his big old brand.
Now you're taking sides.
If you don't want to speak up on anything, that's his right.
Yeah.
You shouldn't bring a guy down because he's not as spoken for your beliefs as you are. He might have your back, but you don't know. He's just not loud about it.
And that's the thing,
too. He donates a lot of money.
You don't want to be too divisive because then you're taking sides.
Yeah, like, man, I'm going to back them up, man. Fucking Kramer's Jewish. He didn't have our back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, you're going to tell me he didn't say some crazy shit that is now forgotten or whatever? Come on, dude. And because everybody wants to assume a position. The whole thing is to be reasonable. You know, fuck both sides, bro. When they're wrong. And when they're right, give them a little high five.
Yeah, man. A little high five or a little high five?
A little high five. not that old school 1945 high five. It's crazy, man. You be seeing those videos sometimes. You're going to go, God damn, bro. Ready?
Let's do it.
Hi, from the What's Up Food Podcast.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Afro in the building, a.k.a. All Flows Reach Out. And we're going to rock tonight. Let's give them that long time coming. Yes. Feels good. Everybody at home is having a good time. We're going to do like this.
Hey, y'all.
Y'all feel when the guns are the villains, or the ones behind the scenes are the ones that did something villain. It was in this war, force over the ignorant war, from the ignorant norms of literal brother fiction that's with the men. Sitting away from the end of the city, with the edges of silver, within the wind, within the moment of the city, and the super soul, not blood, root of that point, five, three, four. That's how much of the divine reality is. It is one second more than life. To vanish, snap the neck, backwards and ashes, breath, cancer, a tender, but not the breath, and a happy breath, the afterwards and afterwards, and possess the apple, the man to learn, he's an equal wisdom, we can speak it and come in, and see realization, the teacher that'll wake up, and turn to me, that I'll be to say something, while you're there, barely any of us, and I'll be to say it's been a long time. Hey, yo, the general church. The fellow rebels, the words, the fellow church. The devils, the devils, never heard. So get up to the heavens. No matter the thing, my heritage. Shattered his hand, sharing his dick. Embarrassing heritage, weapons cold from the inside out. You should try to find your lyrics right now. I'm under this sword of hand. If you walk out of the big dog, stupid, you're completed. I'm reaching my feet and seeking thoughts. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. This one is called Overdrive. Shout out High Res, Joel Ortiz, Tech 9, Twister, 51 on the track, Christian Familia. We're gonna do it like this. Bro. When I figured it's taking the time, and when I gotta put him in a predicament, when they're rhyming, I gotta do it, gotta come in and defend it, divine. Just to never hit it, I'm a nigga about to get him a body better, while even it's not about the arm, a nigga about the bomb, a nigga to keep it car, keep the car, keep believing you beat me, I beat the hard, running for who's around, about to use it a voodoo. Nigga, better know you niggas, gotta know what I'm about to do to you. When I gotta go quick on a beat of that, I'm a with automatic, and in a way, a motherfucker. Methodical, we know to be the chronicle, I'm gonna go, I'm a starter, I can leave another brother, my little bottom mind, the nigga about to do the nigga, the part of mine, a part time, a missile, a nuke, and until the car died, overdrive, get a notified, a brother, all kinds, on the mind, officer, front line, what time, I'm kind of run out of pain. Alumni, I'm not gonna come out of brain. They get about to do what they gotta give them another guarantee. And keep zooming the suckers. I know I got the guarantee. Beautiful music, true to one to listener. This is everybody, everybody be the minister. They ain't get missing the mission. I'll be the one to benefit the beat of the family. More combat.
I
walk through hell and make it out of love. Yeah. Put your hands up. Everybody in the building, y'all. Yeah. Everybody say Afro.
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 Say overdrive. Overdrive.
Overdrive.
Thank you very much. Yes. Let's keep it moving. Let's give them. Let's slow it down a bit. I'm doing a bit of it and all that shit. Let's slow it down a bit. Let's give them that easy. If you got your lighter behind your camera, put some lighters in the sky. We're going to do it like this.
See, I've been getting high, living with the Lord.
What's that? Yeah. And everybody's saying, hola, hola, hola. Hey, hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. One time, I remember when all of the hardest problems carved up in my dog get washed up unconscious, heart stop is nausea. Walking farther in the ocean with the hole is still and reeling in the proper motion sickness. The soul is gifted, but the mind plays the puppeteer. Something fierce, the loving you was still a love in tears. Punching walls and yelling at your moms for shit that you did. The love that you abused and your mood switch. The hatred and hopelessness, you feel me? A player on your mind. The love around you is real. The brothers are out to feel what you mothers are out to kill. With you others are out to kill you, but you gotta take a kiss. You tell yourself that it ain't worth it, but it is. I wanna see the smile on your face, and when you live your day, it's a phase. You're a diamond in the rough. You're allowed to touch some people when I'm in this stuff. One time, behind the camera at home, the cloud is up. You say, hola, hola, hola. You stay half fun. I say, do that shit. The thing about rock bottoms is no room to sink lower. Instead of thinking back, think forward. Reach for a shoulder and lean for your quota. A real human being will see that you need the closure. You gotta remember to tell yourself you're worth it. The serpent in your mind, it doesn't like you as a person. It seeks out to hurt you. Your asshole is with you. And I know that it can be a bitch to live through, but you don't recognize the people in your life trying to teach you to strive. The tears in their eyes when you be falling and weak demise, and the hurt is so deep inside of you, lingering and thinking, why am I even being alive? And why try to be the guy that can find a beauty in your life? Why? My brothers and my sisters, learn a lesson. If you're hopeless, then just remember you're a blessing to your loved ones. Now, one time. Yeah, you already know what's going down. Thank you, guys. Yes. My brother, thank you. How are we feeling? Y'all want one more? Let's give them that good mark, bro.
Yeah.
This is the first album single out now on all platforms, YouTube, and all that stuff. Spotify. My name is Afro. We're going to do it like this. Yeah. My name is Afro, feel like Tony Soprano. I'm half black folk and half the Mexicano. They thought it was running, they wondering why would the pro been running around and collecting this mind for the moment. Running this town without me owning, but I've been about to run it. Tell them something when I'm out of nothing. I'm about to light, but I'm about to shut it down. I'm about to rumble, then the house can let it down. I'm about to strike, better this pipe on. And if you like park, hit with the pipe bomb. Remember the dime wrong, listen with the rhyme wrong. Sit in the high water, sit in the ice water. Hit him and die hard, hit him in the ceiling. Open an eye, take it over to the back, open lines. With the crime that I committed, it's overwhelming. With the minds on the paper, the floor collide. You all the believer that broke your mind. Nobody is better to beat up the toes and die. Be your last time, just open your eyes. Put the mama key to get on the ground. You know the coast ain't clear when a beast arrive. I need a peace of mind, I need a peace of mind. Dope is here and a peace is mine. Full of fear over season time. And I got up in the dark, only fear the departed of all. Part of the hardest, and even the odds of God. Darken up the reason that the people all scared. And the beeps ain't ready when I declare. You are fear. Yes. One time. Yeah. And everybody stays after. Afro. 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 Yeah, my name is Afro, and I'm that dude. I got that mask though, cause of my black roots. And I've been with my team behind the scenes and sharpen a pen. And who can it be? It's no MC. I feel like I'm leading inside the gym. Kick off with a motherfucker mental. When I'm on the north end, shoot a motherfucker against you. I stab you with a pencil. I'm fighting against you. I'm out of my credentials. They call me Dizzle. I'm moving in a father like I'm in a movie with a mama. Leading the honor with a little trauma. Hit them all. Anybody trying to get involved with another arm? Anybody want to live it all? Give it a minute, it off. Give it a minute, it off. Give it a minute, it's a song. Maybe a little bit wrong. Gotta be driving the jaw. Gonna be hiding the ball. Gonna be hiding the ball. Gonna be driving the ball. Out of the bag, stop rapping, out of stop talking and rapping. I'm close to the bragging. I'm close to the champion. Get the only cat handle my mic. I'll be clear. Yes. 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah. And everybody say Afro. 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 Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Felipe, thank you, brother. Thank you for having me, brother.
Thank you, bro. What's up, Food Podcast? A big hand for Rodrigo Torres here. And Afro, go check him out this weekend in Denver, Colorado. Where can they follow you at on Instagram?
Yes, sir. I am All Flows Official on Instagram.
And you too?
Afro with the dashes.
There you go, man. Go check him out this weekend in Denver. What's up, Food Podcast? See you in Napa and Monterey.
Yeah, man. Have a good night.